And with the familiar call of the Terminator, we note that it is movie time here, heading into a weekend, not Friday, but Thursday. And we welcome Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, to go over the movies this holiday weekend. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hi, John.
So the documentary Amy is out in theaters. I suspect you would recommend that?
I would recommend it. It's a really compelling look at her, and especially her early years, the pre-fame years, which I think are almost more interesting than the Amy that we all recognize.
But the big releases are Magic Mike XXL. Let's hear a clip.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. It's a man I knew as White Chocolate. Some might know him as Magic Mike. We're gonna see if he still got some magic in that mic.
Jada Pinkett Smith there as Rome, introducing Channing Tatum, a very breathtakingly handsome-looking Channing Tatum as Mike. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, I actually loved the first Magic Mike, and, you know, it was actually very smart. It's not just guys taking off their clothes in the first one.
Of course not.
Unfortunately, this one really is just that, and there's not a lot of story. And I love it when men take off their clothes, but I was so bored during this movie. There wasn't enough other stuff going on other than men taking off their clothes, and
didn't have
the sense
of
humor
that
in the first movie there were generational conflicts. There was a working class hero trying to make it. In this one, they're just on a road trip. They're taking drugs. That's about it.
So taking off their clothes and taking drugs is boring, but taking off their clothes and what is not boring?
We'll leave that.
Rafer, what did you think?
I kind of have to agree. I loved the first Magic Mike, which I thought was kind of a real and kind of deep film. It was like Saturday Night Fever, you know, about this working class hero that you're talking about, Kristen. And this movie, I think, tries to turn it into a step up or a pitch perfect, one of these, you know, road trip and then the final competition at the end. We're the underdogs. We're going to beat everybody else. But it's true. There's not really enough going on. It's really just a lot of the dancers sitting around talking. A lot of extraneous characters, like the Jada Pinkett Smith character, Elizabeth Banks is in it, Amber Heard. I think they didn't really have much of a script and didn't know where to go. And it doesn't have that. It doesn't have the depth of the original, and it also doesn't have that fun kind of upbeat feel like a Step Up or a Bring It On or something like that. I didn't think it worked.
For the record, though, Rafer, all things being equal, do you like or not like watching men take their clothes off?
You know, all things being equal, I'm perfectly fine with it. You know, you can if you're a normal straight guy like me, you can have some good healthy body envy there.
Oh well, thank you, Rafer. Glad you found it. The Terminator is back, and it's the real one this time. Arnold is back. Let's hear a clip.
Listen to me, Reese. Everything's changed. The 1984 John sent you to, it no longer exists.
No, this is all wrong, all right? John sent me here to save you.
From the Terminator that was sent back to kill me, I know, but we already took care of him.
We?
Now we got a new Sarah Connor, Amelia Clarke, and Jai Courtney is playing Kyle Reese here. But it's Arnold Schwarzenegger back. I mean, that's really the only question about this movie. Rafer, what did you think?
You remember the last Terminator, Terminator Salvation, had a fake Arnold. They had Arnold come back with a CGI-generated mask grafted onto a different actor. So here we've got the real Arnold. I have to say, you kind of can't tell the difference. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger looks really bored. It's a stupid thing to say, but he looks very robotic in this movie. He doesn't have that same kind of wit and charm. And I think the film is a real drag. That speech we heard, there's about 30 of those speeches about 1984 versus 94 versus 2017. It's impossible to follow. At some point, you actually begin rooting against the central romance because you realize that might be a better outcome for the film.
So Skynet has won, Kristen?
I'm sorry, but I don't think that Arnold is the problem with this movie. I think it's the casting of all the other characters. In this movie, Sarah Connor is not fierce. She doesn't seem like she's going to kick anyone's butt. She is just adorable. She's kind of soft. And all the casting just seemed completely off. There were too many characters. The movie was overloaded. And it just was complicated for no reason. There were points where they just added more complication on top of more complication. I can't recommend this.
Two bad movies. That means we should pay attention to the podcast. What's on the podcast this weekend?
We're going to be talking about our movies that make us feel the proudest to be American.
All right. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host. Have a great 4th of July.
You too, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.